Sagt die Gemara daf Ches Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud. Ulamai de Solikadait and me Koro. The Havmin of the Gemara. The Gemara is going back now to the Gemara and daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said that Rav Yosef was Messiah Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, and not saying if it's Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav or Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, that if Imahoyam Mavui Kolol Rechava Ein Tzach Klum, that if the Mavui is open to Rechava, even though the Rechava is part of Rishus Rabim, it doesn't need a tikkun as if it's open to Rishus Rabim, as if it's mefulish, but rather as if it's sasum, because we don't look at something open to Rechava, which is a Rishus Yochid, which is open to Rishus Rabim, as the Mavui being open on both sides of Rishus Rabim, because it's open to Rechava, and that's not considered open to Rishus Rabim. That means there's no problem of mefulish Rishus Rabim. So ain't tzach klum. So Abaye told Rav Yosef that this cannot be in the name of Rav, because Rav clearly says, by the case of Chotzer, that if a Mavui is open to Chotzer, and the Chotzer is open to Rishus Rabim, that it is a problem in the Havmina because of mefulish. Now, because we see clearly that they argue, because he says it's a problem of mefulish to Rishus Rabim, and that's why Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba said in the name of Rav, you're not allowed to carry in the Mavui. Now, that's clearly, the Gemara said it's pligi betarti in the Havmina, but the reason why they argue is because Rav Yehuda that said this statement, which we're assuming now is the name of Shmuel and not the name of Rav, holds that there's no problem being mefulish when it's open to Rechava. And he also holds that there is a problem if they're not ma'arav with one another, because he said dafka Rechava where there's no diurin. But if there would have been a chotzer where it's diurin, then there'd been a chotzer with asan emnei mavui. And Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Marav said that it's nifritz l'Rechava, l'chotzer amin, so then the mavui is aser. L'Rechava, the mavui is aser. The Gemara assumed it's only because of the problem of pilush. And that's the problem. So he argues on the din of pilush. It is considered a foolish l'shus rabim. And mitzad, the din of erev, it doesn't bother me, even if there's no erev between the b'nei chotzer and the b'nei mavui. So he clearly argues, sign the din of erev, that it's not considered that you need a shittu between them. And Rav Yehuda holds that it would be a problem. That's what he said, Dafka Rechava. And sign a din of Pilush, that he says there, it is considered a foolish Rishus Rabim. That's what Rav Yirmi Bar Abba said in the name of Rav. And Rav Yehuda clearly said that it's not a problem of Pilush, that it's a foolish Rishus Rabim Bar Rechava. So the Gemara says now in Davches, Ulamai de Solika Daitami Kora, that which we held in the Havamina, that Bein Sheirvu, Bein Sheloi Irvu Pligi, mean according to this Kasha of Abai on Rav Yosef, that in the Havamina it can't be that Rav Yehuda and Rav coincide. Because Rav Yehuda says that the problem is only in the Irvu part. In the Mefulish part, it's not a problem. Because that's what he said, that the problem is in Chotzen. That's what he mentioned is Din Dafka by Rechava. That Rechava is not a problem of Irvu, but the Chotzen would have been. But the Mefulish part is not a problem. And Rav Yirmi Bar said in the name of Rav, Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Omer Rav clearly held that the problem is only in the mefulish part, because he says mitzad the chotzer, it's also only because of the pilush. That means not because of the erev part. So bein sheirvu, bein sheloy irvu pligi, meaning that if there would have been an erev in the bnei chotzer and the bnei mavui, so then the problem is that not the erev part. The problem is the mavui considered like mefulish or not? Rav considers it like mefulish, even though there's an erev. That means, even if you made an Erev, the problem was never the yes Erev or not Erev. The problem was that it's mefulish. And according to Rav Yehuda, there is no problem. It's not considered mefulish l'shus rabim. And that's by Erevu de pligi. That Erevu is a machloek as if it's considered mefulish or not. And by loy Erevu, the b'nei chotzer with the b'nei mavui. So then the machloek is that even if it's not nifritz l'shus rabim, forget about the problem of the pilush. The problem is the b'nei chotzer, the b'nei chotzer asan the b'nei mavui or not? So according to Rav, it's not a problem. The problem is only Pilush, so there's no problem of Irvu, even if the Loy Irvu, there's no problem. The B'nai Chotzer don't ask on the B'nai Mavui. And according to Rav Yehuda, that was the problem. That's what he specifically said is then only by Rechava, because by Chotzer, there would have been a problem of Irvu. So Zag Gemara now, what's the Yisoid Machlokes in this Havamina? Be Irvu b'may pligi, what's the din? What's the Yisoid Machlokes by Irvu that Rav considers it, that it's a chisaron of Mefulish? Not the Irvu part. The Chisaron is a Mefulish. And according to Shmuel, he says, it's not a Chisaron of Mefulish. That means Rav Yehuda that we said in Avmin, it's only according to Shmuel, it's not a Chisaron of Mefulish by Irvu. And b'shaloy Irvu b'may pligi. Meaning why by loy Irvu does Rav not consider that the B'nai Chotzer asan the B'nai Mavui if there's no Erev with them? And why according to Shmuel, meaning the Havmin that Rav Yehuda is dafka according to Shmuel, we say without an Erev, the B'nai Chotzer will be also Aser b'nei Mavui, and that's why Rav Yehuda said a dafka in a case of Rechava. So what's Yisrael Machlaikas by Irvu and by Loi Irvu? Meaning, what's the machlekas? Why would it yes be considered a chesaron of pilush or not a chesaron of pilush? And why would the bnei chotze as on the bnei mavui or why would they not as on the bnei mavui? According to Rav, they would not as on the bnei mavui. The problem is only the pilush. And according to Shmuel or Rav Yehuda Nahavmina, it's only chesaron in Erev. That's what he said, Rechava. But mitzad pilush is not considered mefulush l'shus rabim. Zog the Gemara, b'shaloi irvu. The machlekes is pligi benirim ibachutz v'shovim bifnim. By loy irvu, the reason why Rav holds that there's no problem of the bnei chotzer asher on the bnei mavui is because by loy irvu, at the end of the day, there is a lechi that's sticking out, even though there's no lechi. The mavui is parts b'meluyoy l'dmakom ha'asur. But if you're standing in the chotzer, you see the walls extending from the chotzer before it turns into the alleyway of the mavui. So it's nirim ibachutz. Inside the mavui, it's flush. I don't see any walls because it's straight open. It's totally poritz to the chotzer. But if you're standing in the chotzer, it is nearer. Those walls that extend out of the mavui on the outside, meaning the wall of the chotzer, which is right outside of the mavui, it's nearer mibachutz v'shov mifnim. Is that considered a tikkun in the mavui or not? And that's good for the machloikas. The reason why according to Rav, there's no problem that the bnei chotzer Asan the bnei mavui, because near b'machutz v'shov b'fnim is a tikkun that you made in the mavui, even though it's not seen in the inside of the mavui, but it's near b'machutz, it's seen from the outside. Even though it's shov b'fnim, is that gufa considered that now it's not a pirtza? The difference, the lumdus, the difference between a pirtza and not a pirtza is a pirtza is something that is totally open, it's totally breached, and it's yoyse me'esa ametz. That's called a pirtza. Then it asers on the people in that mavui. If the mavui is poritz b'meluyoy, totally open, 10 amis, and there's nothing at all that is keeping any wall, there's no remnants of a wall that's left, it's totally poritz l'makom ha'osur, then it's osur to carry in that mavui without a tikkun. So the difference between when is it called a pirtza and when is it not called a pirtza, but rather a pesach, is gufa these two conditions. Number one, it can't be 10 amis, that's one. And number two, it can't be that it's poritz b'meluyoy without any tikkun. So the question now is, being that it's near mibachutz, from the chotzer itself, you do see some of the walls extending, as if it's a tikkun for that mavui. So is near mibachutz v'shovim b'fnim, is that called a tikkun or not? Nafkamina, is it now called a pesach or a pirtza? That's good for the machloikas, what we're saying now between Rav and Rav Yehuda. Rav held the reason why there's no problem in the b'nei mavui to carry, even though it's poritz to the chotzer, is because near mibachutz v'shovim b'fnim, we don't look at it like a pirtza to the mavui. The b'nei mavui don't ask it. It's not called Poritz b'meluyoy l'makom ha'osur. It's called a Pesach. An opening? You'll not have an opening. Pesach doesn't, the people don't become us in the movie when it's a Pesach to a chotzer. Because it's nirim b'chutz is also considered a tikkun. It's obviously you're talking about that it's not 10, but in addition, you need to have a tikkun. Otherwise, it's poritz b'meluyoy. So it's not poritz b'meluyoy because nirim b'chutz and shovim b'fnim is called a tikkun. Masha'en ken nekom to Rav Yehuda that says that that dafka by Rechove with the bnei Rechove don't ask on the bnei mavui, but by chotzer would have been a problem. He holds near v'chut v'shove b'fnim is not considered a tikkun because in the mavui you don't see anything; it's flush. So that is the machlokes by loy irvu. By loy irvu, the machlokes is near v'chut v'shove b'fnim a tikkun in the mavui, or is it considered a poritz b'meluyah l'makom ha'asur? That is the machlokes. Is it a pesach or a pirtza? So true, Rav Yehuda might hold that if it's mefulish. And it's, if the Rechove is open to Rishus Rabim, it's not considered mefulish Rishus Rabim. That's true. It's not mefulish Rishus Rabim. That's not the problem in the Mavui. The problem in the Mavui is not that it's open to Rechove and the Rechove is open to Rishus Rabim. That's not the problem. It's not mefulish Rishus Rabim, Dr. Ran. That's not the issue. The issue is that the Mavui, it doesn't have a tikkun. It has a pirtza. The reason why the Mavui has a pirtza is because it's near and bachutz v'shovi b'fnim is not considered a tikkun. So in Mela, it's considered that it's a pirtza. So in Mela, it's a pirtza, not to Rishus Rabim. Lo'ilo mefulish Rishus Rabim, doesn't consider it mefulish Rishus Rabim. But by lo'i irvu, there's no tikkun in this Mavui, and it's a pirtza, and that's why it won't help me, the fact that it's not mefulish Rishus Rabim. The fact that it's not mefulish Rishus Rabim is not going to save this Mavui. At the end of the day, the Mavui is poritz to the chotzer without an eruv, and that's the machlekes b'shaloi yirvu. If nirim b'chutz v'shovim mifnim is called a tikkun or not. Zok the gemara b'irvu k'miflgi, meaning if there was an eruv between the bnei chotzer and the Bnei Movui. So what's the machlekes over here now between Rav and Shmuel? That Rav holds that by Irvu, the problem is only the mefulish part. It's considered that it's mefulish to the Shus Rabim if there's a breach from the Chotzit to the Shus Rabim. So the Mobi to the Chotzit and the Chotzit to the Shus Rabim, Be'irvu, what's the Yisrael Machlekes? Do you consider this mefulish to the Shus Rabim or not? What's it totally in? Zog the Mal, Kamiflagi, Bidrav Yosef. By'irvu, the Machlekes is goof in the din of Rav Yosef. What is Rav Yosef's din? The Omer Rav Yosef, Loi Shonu, that which we said, that if a Mobi is open to a Rechove, and Rechove open is open afterwards to Rishus Rabim, is Elo Shekilo Le'emtza Rechove. That's only when indeed it's the Mobi is open to the center of the Rechove. That means if you go to your right, there's Rechove, and if you go to the left, there's Rechove when you exit the Mobi. So the Rechove is not flush, the wall of the Rechove, with the Mobi's wall, but rather it's extended out to the right and to the left. It's wider. So Memela, it's not considered that you look at the wall of the Mavui straight as a continuous wall that goes straight to the Shus Rabim. No, you look at it that the Mavui is open to Rechava. Because when you go to your right, there's Rechava, and you go to your left, Rechava. So when you're in the Mavui, you see to your right and to your left an exit to Rechava. But if the wall would have been flush, let's say the wall on the left, if one of the walls would have been flush with the Mavui, so then that wall of the Rechava now is poritz to the Shus Rabim. So then we look at it that it's mefulish to the Shus Rabim according to everyone. Then it would not be considered that the Mavi is not mefulish to the Shus Rabim, even though there's Rechava in between. Because the wall is directly flush from the Mavi, continuous into the Rechava and into the Shus Rabim afterwards as poritz. So this din of Rabbi Yosef, that loishonu elok shekilo beemtza leemtza Rechava, that only when the pirza of the Mavi into the Rechava, it's only going to the Emtzer Rechava. So then we're not going to say that the Mavi is open to Shus Rabim. But let's say it's open to the side of the Rechava. That means the Rechava doesn't extend to the left when you come out of the Mavi, but it's directly the wall of the Mavi extends into the wall of the Rechava. Then it's Osir, because then we look at it like it's Mefulish. And the Machloek is Rav and Shmuel is Gufa on this din, meaning Shmuel holds like Rav Yosef, that we consider it that it's not mefulish l'shus rabim. When is that? Dafka when it's kolol le'emtza rechava. But if it's kolol le'tzida rechava, even Shmuel would say that it's considered mefulish l'shus rabim. Rav says that even when it's kolol le'emtza rechava, it's still considered mefulish l'shus rabim. Even though it is, when you go to the right, you have rechava, and you go to the left, you have chotzer. Even if you have openings on both sides, l'maisa is mefulish l'shus rabim. He calls it mefulish l'shus rabim. That's what Rav holds. That's why it's also for the b'nei mavui, not because of the erev part. It's because of the mefulish part. That was on the havamina. So that means Shmuel holds that it's not a problem of mefulish l'shus rabim, even though it's parts l'shus rabim, because the maisa, the rechava, has a right and a left. You can go to the right and go to the left. It's not kol betzidei rechava, where it's an extension of the mavui directly into the Shus Rabim. In such a case, he would agree it's mefulish. But he says when it's kol le'emtza, then it's considered that it's not mefulish Shus Rabim. And Rav holds, even kol le'emtza is considered mefulish Shus Rabim. So that's machlokes even by Irvu, even if there's no problem of Erev. Even if it's by Irvu. Even by Irvu, Shmuel would hold that there's no problem of Pilush, and Rav holds is a problem of Pilush. That is the only problem, Pilush. Just the Lashon, Tosfos Bavarna, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, that the Lashon Pligid Rav Yosef is not so meductive, because it's not the Machlokes in Rav Yosef. It's a Machlokes by Mavui HaKolo Le'emtza Rechava. Rav Yosef is talking about Betzidei Rechava. Betzidei Rechava, even Shmuel holds it's a problem that it's considered mefulish. Just Be'emtza Rechava, over there, Shmuel says it's not a problem of mefulish, and Rav says it's considered mefulish to Shus Rabim. So it's not the Pligid Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one that says that Be'emtza is not a problem of mefulish, and Betzida Rechava it is. It's not that they argue in Rav Yosef. No one's, they don't argue in the on the part that Rav Yosef says that Tzida Rechava is considered mefulish. Shmuel never said that Tzida Rechava is not considered mefulish. He agrees to Rav Yosef. And Rav for sure agrees to the Rav Yosef that by Tzidur Rechava it's mefulish. So it's not Pligi by Rav Yosef in the Tzidur Rechava part. That's the only thing that Tosfos Bavarna, and he has a few Mahalchim how to explain this, the Lashon of Pligi by Rav Yosef. But this all in the Havamina. But in the Maskonis HaGemara, this all in the Havamina that the Machlokes is Be'irvu B'Lo Irvu. And we explained by mefulish or there's a problem of Nirim B'chutz V'Shom B'Fnim, if it's considered that it's Pirtza or Pesach. But in the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara is Chosef from this, and Rav Yehuda could have said this in the name of Rav also, And Rav is talking about B'dloy Irvu, and Memela, they both agree, if there's no Erev, then there's a problem, and if Mitzad Pilush, there is no problem, if it's as long as it's not Mefulish L'tzidei Rechava. And likewise, B'dloy Irvu, Nirim B'chutz V'shov B'fnim, is not considered a Lechi, and if there's Loy Irvu, there's a problem according to everyone. Sai Rav, Sai Shmuel, Sai Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, you could have said name of Rav, that there's a problem of B'lo Irvu, we don't say Nirim B'chutz V'shov B'fnim, and there's no problem with Mefulish, as long as it's not Mefulish L'tzidei Rechava, but to Emtzei Rechava, they both agree that there would not be a problem, it's not considered Mefulish L'shus HaRabim. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabba, Hoda Amrit L'Emtzei Rechava Mutter, that which we just said, that if the Movi is open to the Rechava, and the Rechava is open to the L'shus HaRabim, if it's B'Emtzei Rechava, it's Mutter. And like we just said, Rav Yosef says that the Rechava and the Mavu, it can only be that the Mavu is open le'emtza rechava. But if open le'tzide rechava, if the wall of the rechava is parallel, flush together with the wall of the Mavu, then it would, yes, be considered a problem of Mufulish Shusarabim. So that which we said, that when it's open le'emtza rechava, and it's taka mutter, and it's not considered Mufulish Shusarabim, Omer Rabba, hod amad le'emtza rechava mutter, there's another condition. It can't just be open to rechava, even if it's an emtza and straight directly open to the Rishus Rabim from the Rechava that it's parrots. No. We're saying now that which we're saying that open to Rechava, Mobi to Rechava, and Rechava to Rishus Rabim is not called Mefulish Rishus Rabim, is only when the opening of the Rechava to Rishus Rabim and the opening from the Mobi to the Rechava are not directly in a straight line. Dafka is Shaloi Kenegadze, Zesh Shaloi Kenegadze. If it's zeh keneged zeh, then it's considered mefulish l'shus rabim. Then it would not have this din that we're saying that it's considered that it's sosum because it's open to rechava. And the fact that a rechava is open to shus rabim doesn't bother us. That's only if it's not keneged zeh. But zok the rabbi, if it's zeh keneged zeh, then it will be osa. Now, as the machlokes we're showing him, is rabbi coming to explain Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda that said that Rechava doesn't need a tikkun, even though it's parts of Shus Rabim, he's saying it's conditional, doesn't mean stam, it's open to Shus Rabim. It's only when it's open, not directly across it. Or he's coming to argue and he's saying a condition that it has to be dafka when it's shaloi keneged zeh. But Rav Yehuda loyalim holds that even if it's keneged zeh. So that's the machlokes we're showing him. Tosfos before learns that Rav Yehuda himself holds it could be mamash zeh keneged zeh. Once the Mavi is open to Rechava, it doesn't hinder and doesn't bother me the fact that Rechava directly across a straight line is open to the Shus Rabim. And that's what Rabbi is coming to argue on. So Tosfos Taka learns this machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. Mashenka de Ritva is saying that Rabbi is coming to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on this. That Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that it can be directly connected there. It's only when it's there shaloi connected there. So it's machlokes to show him if Rabbi is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi is coming to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Zog the Gemara weiter, in addition, Omer HaMishashia, Hoda Amet Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh Mutter, even that which we're saying, that Shaloi Keneged Zeh, it's Mutter, and it's not considered Mefulish L'Shus Rabim, is Lo Yamoran Elo Rechove De Rabim. That's only the Rechove itself is owned by the masses, not by one individual. Aber Rechove De Yochid, Zimnin De Mimlech Halo, Uboni Lo Batim, Vavle Kamovi Shekolon Letzide Rechove, Va'osur. If it's owned by an individual, the whole vart in the Rechava was, like we said before, Rabbi Yosef said, is loy shono l'shkola l'emtze Rechava. But l'tzid Rechava, if there is no wall going to the, if the wall of the Rechava is the wall of the Mavui, and there's no opening of the Mavui into the Rechava to the left, so then that's called kola l'tzid Rechava, then we never said that it's considered, that it's not mefulish. Then it will be considered like a straight line, since the wall continues from the Rechava into Rishus Rabim, that's called the Tzidei Rechava. So Zok the Gemara, the Mishashi says, if it's owned by a Yochid, even if it's to the right there's Rechava and to the left in Rechava, and the wall doesn't go directly from the Mavui flush, but if it's owned by a Yochid, he can always decide to build up the Rechava on the left side. He can always take the Rechava and build homes over there, and it'll end up being that it's Kolo Letzide Rechava. Yes, currently, there's a Rechava to the right and to the left when you come out of the Mavui. But if it's owned by an individual, he can be a builder. An individual can start building homes. So Emele, if it's Rabim can't do that. You have to have unanimously, everyone has to agree to build homes. That stuff doesn't happen so quickly in a Rechava, in a back lot. But if it's owned by an individual, he can build up what he wants. So Emele, we're choshed that it will end up being that it's called a Letzidei Rechava. So Emele, by Yochid, we're choshed for that. So Emele, it would not be mutter by Yochid, even though It's right now, it's called B'emtze Rechava. We're choshesh that he's boni lebatim. So it'll be, end up being a Mavi that's called Tzidei Rechava, and it will be osa. Then it'll be considered like the Mavi continues straight with the wall of the Rechava into the Rishus Rabim.
Where do we find such a precedence that we differentiate between a rabbi and a yochid? A rabbi, we're not choshed that someone's going to build. By a yochid, we're choshed things are going to change. There was a maisa with a mavui that one side of the mavui, one wall of the mavui, was a yam. Now a yam has a depth of 10 tvachim. So the slope of the sand below the water is not a very slow slope, but rather we expect it to be 10 tvachim. So in Mela, it's 10 tvachim. So that's considered like a wall. You don't have the wall going up, but you have the wall going down. The depth of 10 tvachim, that's kol aliyam. V'tzide yechad, and the other side of this mavui is kol al ashpa. It's a garbage dump. Now the garbage dump is a heap of ashpa that's 10 tvachim high. So that is how Rashi learns that tzad echad is open to Rishus Rabim, and the cross of it is Rishus HaYochid, which is a mavui sosum, and the two sides are composed of yam and ashpa. And yam and ashpa, we look like two walls. That's the mavui. The walls of the mavui, that means, meaning the mavui has an opening from Rishus Rabim. The back is closed off. The two sides, Zok Rashi, one is yam and one is ashpa. One is in depth, 10 tvachim, and one is a wall of 10 tvachim. However, the Ben Chanana learns a little different this Gemara. He says that the two sides are regular mechitzas. The mavui is regular mechitzas on the right and on the left. And the roish and the soif are a yam and a ashpa. Not the pshat that the two sides of the mavui are yam and ashpa. No, the two sides are regular walls, Dr. Ben Chananel. Just the beginning of the mavui, the roish and the soif, one side is yam and one side is ashpa. And the sofik is it considered dalad mechitzas and you won't even need a lechi v'kara, meaning a mavui sosum needs a lechi v'kara by the entrance. That's according to Rashi. That's the sofik over here. Is it considered that the two sides are yam and ashba, is considered a wall that's 10 tvachim tall for the ashba and 10 tvachim deep from the yam. So those are the two walls. So it's a mavi sosum, the in front of it is sosum and the opening is shusrabim. So you need lechi v'kara. Zokta ben chanal, the suffix is it dalet mechitzas, meaning the regular two mechitzas on the right and the left, and the front is a yam and the back is a ashba, or the front is a ashba and the back is a yam. But the point is it's mukav dalet mechitzas and you won't even need a lechi v'kara. But according to Rashi, we're talking about the etzim two walls of the mavui was a yam and a ashba. Zok di Gemara, so what was the question? Ubo mais lefnei Rebbe, v'lo omba, v'lo heta, v'lo isa. He didn't want to pass on about this mavui if the two walls of yam and ashba are considered two proper walls. Why? Isa lo yom abo. He didn't want to say it's not a mavui. Dokaim mechitzas. Lemais, it is mechitzas. On the right, there's a yam, on the left, there's an ashba. Hetalo yoma boy, I didn't want to say it's regular mavi sosum. Chayshino shemetinotel ashpa v'yala yam siroten. We're choshet. Someone's going to remove the garbage dump. Someone's going to remove the pile of ashpa, so it won't be 10 tvachim high anymore. Or the yam will be oile siroten. Like Rashi says, the yam will be oile with choil and avonim etzos fosai. So the depth of the water, the slope is suddenly not going to be deep 10. If the sand and avonim and choil is going to be filled up right by the beginning because of the waves, so then it won't be 10 tvachim deep. So we're choshes that it won't remain 10 tvachim, neither the ashpa nor the yam. Frag the Gemara, umi chashinu shemetinot l'ashpa, since when are we choshes that someone will remove part of the dumpster? V'otanan, we learned in Feresh Mishnah that says, ashpa b'rishus harabim, if you have a garbage dump in rishus harabim, gvoya yu tvachim, it's 10 tvachim tall. So it's not anymore rishus harabim. It's roich of dalet and zgvoya yura to rishus ha-yochid. Chaloin shal gabo, if you have a window from a private domain, from rishus ha-yochid, sticking over right outside of the ashba, so zorkin la b'shabes. You're allowed to throw from the home, from the window onto the ashba, because the ashba is rishus ha-yochid, and the home is rishus ha-yochid. So even though the ashba is in the rishus rabim, it's gvoya yud, and mameli you're throwing from rishus ha-yochid to rishus ha-yochid. And we're not concerned that someone's going to remove the dumpster. Alma Shan, and why we're not concerned? Before we said, by the Mavui, he was Mesupik, maybe someone's going to remove the Ashba. What's the difference? The difference is, who owns the Ashba? Is it Rechov Shel Yochid or Rechov Shel Rabim? If it's a Rabim, so then no one's going to stop build up the Rechov, that is going to end up being Kala B'tzide Rechov, or the Ashba. If it's Shel Rabim, then we're not choshish that someone's going to remove it. But if it's Shel Yochid, we're choshish. So the same thing over here. Alma Shani ben Ashbel Ramel Ashbel Yochid. Hachanami Shani ben Chovid Ramel Chovid Yochid. When it's a Rabim, So then no one's going to touch it. No one's going to start removing dumpsters if it's not their own responsibility. If it's a yachid, we're choshed, they're going to remove it. So when you're zarkin from the window, it's because they're going to ashpid the rabim. So then it's going to remain, yutvachim. Mashenkein, by the movui, by yachid, so we're choshed that someone's going to remove it. So the same thing over here, we find the precedence that by a rabim and yachid, we're mechalik, between will it be removed or will it not be removed? Or will it be built up the rechava, that a rechava, the rabim, over there, we're not concerned that someone's going to build up the rechava and suddenly it will turn into a rechava shekolam itzidai. But a rechava, the yochid, we're taka concerned that zimnin de mimlach lo boni lo batim. So in Mela, we see such a precedence by Ashba with mechavatin ram and yochid. Now, this maisa was when Rebbe came to this movi that was tzidiachad, yam tzidiachad, Ashba. And he was misupik if it's leheta leisa, we choshed that someone's going to remove the Ashba or not. Or maybe shematinot le yam siroten, or the sand is going to be filled up with koilin avonim, and it won't be depth of 10 anymore. Zogdumor, v'rabbonon mai, what do rabbonon hold about such a movui that has yamen on one side and ashman on the other side? Omer Rav Yosef Barav Dimi, tono, v'chachomim oisrin. The Chachomim say that this movui is osa, and we're concerned that it will be removed, the ashman will be removed, or the yam will be yala siroten. Omer Rav Nachman, halochid v'chachomim, that we take a concern that it'll be yala siroten, and the ash will be removed. Ikadami Omer Rav Yosef Barav Dimi, tono v'chachomim matin chomim, not concerned, and they matter this movui. Omer Rav Nachman, ain't halochid v'chachomim, that look is not like the chachomim, because we are concerned that it'll be removed, and yala yam siroten. Mereim ha-poskele l'sura be'uzla. Mereimar, he paskened l'sura, meaning the yam that was near the city of Sura, which also had a yam, and the question is, will it be yala siroten and it won't have a depth of 10 anymore? So he was matibit only be'uzla. That means he made them build at the side where the yam is, he made them build types of nets and types of uzlas that will be considered like a mechitza. And because it's a mechitza, so maybe don't worry about the yam being oyla siroten, because you have a mechitza that's protecting it anyways. That's going to be instead of the yam's mechitza. Meaning, instead of the depth of the yam that might be diminished, so he made them build uzla and mechitza itself. Oma, he said, chayshinon shemiyala yam siroten. So this is a big machlokes in Mishnayim lahalacha lemaisa. Are we choshed at the end the yala yam siroten or not? So from this maisa that he made them build in sura uzla, he was taka chayish the yala yam siroten. And that's at the Rosh Paskin's lemaisa that we chayish lemaskona that a yam will be oil siroten. So you can't use the yam as a mechitza of yud because it might be filled up. However, the gears of the Ben Chananel and the Oruch, the Maskona is, they're not Chai Shema Yala Yam Siroten. And the Uzli says, his Gervis that it's referring to, that he built it on the other side of the Yam. And he was Takasoymich on the Yam and the Mechitza Yam. So it comes on the Maskona that we're not Chai Shema Yala Yam Siroten. And Rebbe that didn't want to pass him was only because he was Choshe about the Ashpa. The Ashpa is owned by a Yochid, so maybe it might be taken away. And that's how the Rama Paskin Paskins and the Beis Yosef brings that since the riff is mashmit, so he says that with maskona we're not chayish shemayala yam siroten, and that's how he paskins taka. Maaseh the Rama paskins like the Rosh, and we are choishish shemayala yam siroten. So it comes out of Yisuris Dika Machloikus in Lahaloch Lemaaseh the Rama and Shin Samach Gimel Choftes says that we are choishish the Yesh Oimim choishish for the Tzad of like the Rosh that Shema Yala Yam Siroten. And the Beis Yosef learns that we're not Choshe Shema Yala Yam Siroten like the Rambam and like the Rif. So the last Gemara, how Mavi Okum. There was a Mavi Okum that's in the size of an L, the size of a Resh, size of a Dalet, the Havah Besura, that was in Sura. So over there, we had a Machlokes before, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says that a Mavi Okum is considered Kesosum. So if it's kesosim, you don't need a tikkun by the akmimus at all, because it's like it's kesosim, it's closed. And according to Rav, it's like mefulish. If it's mefulish, so then the movi is mefulish to another movi, like Rishus Ravim, so you need a tzuris ha-pesach. And you place it by the akmimus, so like this, it's seen by both sides of the movi. That's what we had one day in Rashi before. So how movi okum to have a besura? So zok the gemara, korach budya v'oyse v'akmiso. They put a budya is a mat, a machzelis, and they placed it for oisbe bakmiso, and they placed it in the akmimus in the 45-degree angle. That's where they placed this machzelis. Now the Tos Rosh learns that they rolled it up so it became like a lechi, but either they placed it as a lechi in the akmimus or they had it hanging over there, but they placed it over there as a lechi. Zog de gemore, om Rav Chizda, who is this like? Ha loike Rav, ha loike Shmuel.
Why? Because the machlokes is Rav and Shmuel by Mavi Akum. Shmuel says that it's kesosum, and Rav says it's kemefulish. L'Rav domet teros kemefulish. So tzarus haPesach boy, you need a tzarus haPesach. What is this? What is this machzelas placing in the hakmisa going to help you? You need a tzarus haPesach. So what are you? Even if you place the lechi over there, it's not a tzarus haPesach. And l'Shmuel domet teros kesosum. If it's kesosum, so then you don't have to have a anything in Akmimus. All you have to do is place a lechi in one opening of the Mavui and a lechi in another opening of the Mavui. It's kesosim. You don't know anything about the makom of the steamer. So what are you doing? Now, even if you're going to say, kong to Shmuel, it's kesosim, and instead of placing the lechi by the two openings of the Mavui, you're placing it by the Akmimus. So zok di gemara, hani mili lechi ma'ali. That's if you place a real lechi, not one that blows away in the wind. Aval hai, kevin de noshe bezika v'shodilei, since l'maisa, the wind is going to blow it, it's a machzeles, it's a mat, so loy klumu, it's nothing, it's not a lechi. According to everyone, it's not a lechi. What kind of movi are you mata ayde machzeles? Even according to Rav, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. Movi yokim is coming foolish. According to Shmuel, kesosum, so you need a lechi. I'll upon him a lechi, but not a machzeles that's going to blow in the wind. Zok di gemara, vi noitz be'sichso. If you take a peg and you attach this, so then it won't blow in the wind, so then chavrei, then it's taka considered a chibur, then it's, you can look at it as a lechi, and they can carry in the movi according to Shmuel at least. Now the lechi that was placed over here, or this machzelas that was placed in the akmimus, so Rashi says we're talking about according to Shmuel, that's kesosum, that there was no lechi by the Pesach, so he placed it by the akmimus instead. The Rashi is medayik from here, he's machir from here, that If it's kesosum, you need a tikkun in the akmimus besides the tikkun that you have by the psochim. Because we see over here they made a tikkun in the akmimus itself also. Akuponim, these are the two shitas, but the Gemara's maskon is that it's a proper lechi if it doesn't blow in the wind, if you mechaber it. We'll stop over here by the two dots, seven lines from the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph.